Hey, what's happening, guys? That Reporter Kid here with a brand new episode of That Reporter Kid Speaks. And with that, we also have a brand new sponsor. That would be, you guessed it, Audible. If you want to choose from 100,000 titles of audiobooks to listen to, and people, you can put them on your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, your MP3 player. If you're that unhip to the technology so far and you don't have an iPod, you're clearly out of your mind. But if you want to use it to listen to audiobooks, you can go to audibletrial.com/kid. That's right, audibletrial.com/kid. You can get a free audiobook plus a 30-day trial. If you have a problem with that, people, I don't know what's wrong with you. You must be out of your mind or crazy. Maybe you could listen to an audiobook to get cured. So, without further ado, let's roll the intro. This is That Reporter Kid Speaks. From the Sacred Kiss Studios in Canada, this is That Reporter Kid Speaks.
You are gonna like it!
Alrighty, there we go. That theme song or intro music always gets me in the mood to podcast. And it always gets me pumped up, makes me happy, you know, gets me ready to go. So we're here, episode number 26. And you know what? That's something I definitely try not to do, is say the number of the episode. Because sometimes I'll say, hi, this is episode 26. And then I'll say, oh, there's something else that would be better in this position. And I'll change it, and then I'll have to go back in and edit and splice in the number of episodes it ends up being, and it's just a drag. So now I guess I've committed myself. It's like buying something on eBay. You're not sure if you want to click the commit to buy button. I'm committing to posting this as episode number 26. So if you're listening to this, tweet me if it happened. But this should be episode 26. This is a music-themed episode today. I'm going to play 5 songs, just random songs. And these are totally diverse, completely different songs. I mean, these songs literally have nothing to do with each other whatsoever, but they're just good songs that I like and I'd like to play. Some of them you've probably heard of, a couple of them you probably haven't, and some of them you've heard of and probably haven't heard or listened to. So I like doing these. But before I do it, I just kind of want to talk to you guys a little bit, see what's going on. There's been a lot of stuff going on Twitter today. And I'm saying a lot. I better check myself there. And I almost started the sentence by saying again. See, folks. But at least I have the IDC, the Death Squad community, all these guys on Twitter to support me, to make me feel happy, so that I don't get down on myself for saying But no, a lot of stuff's been going on Twitter today. One interesting part is I believe that Death Squad has now been sponsored, or at least tonight's episode of the S House Chronicles, which I would listen to, but it's too late. I think it starts at midnight over here or something, live that is. But I think their new sponsor for this episode is White Castle, the restaurant, and you guys probably know about this better than I do, because for those of you guys who don't know, I'm in Canada, and I've only heard of White Castle a little bit. But I actually have never been there. I know it's a fast food restaurant, and I heard they serve a pretty mean burger. But I don't actually know what it is. I did see, though, on Netflix, the title of the movie, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle or something, or Take White Castle or something like that. And they showed the White Castle logo with the White Castle. And I always thought that it was just like some kind of fancy university in England, is what I always thought, or in London, or somewhere like that. Same thing, really. But yeah, I always thought it was that, but then it turns out it was a fast food restaurant, which it couldn't be more few and far between. But yeah, that's pretty cool that it seems like Red Band's been kind of tweeting at them, like, hey, we should sponsor, kind of jokingly, and it looks like they've been DMing in it. They made it happen. Hashtag powerful, positive energy, all this stuff. So that's been going on. I've been talking at the Izzy Rock, looking to have him on this podcast, host of Tales from the Hard Side, another IDC show. The Inspired Disorder Collective, if you don't know, is a podcast collective, of shows that the collective was started by Ray Taylor, at Ray Taylor on Twitter. And it was kind of inspired by Death Squad. And you can find it at inspireddisorder.com. You got Mish the Dish on there. You got Johnny Chaos, Izzy Rock. I'm forgetting some of the Twitter names right now, because some of these people I don't think I've ever really communicated with. But there's quite a few podcasts. I think it might be like 12 or 15 podcasts on the network now. Really good shows. There's constantly content rolling out with all these episodes. And I think you should check it out. InspiredDisorder.com. Honored to be a member of it. And yeah, just great to be part of such an awesome community. So let's get started with some music here. And I'm going to come back, talk a little bit in between each song. This is an idea I've been toying around with a little bit. It's something I do in my other podcast, Creatures of the Net, that I mentioned earlier. I do it. It's called COTN Radio. And it's pretty much where I just go on, and the podcast is about Kiss, so I just play Kiss songs. But this one, it gives me a little more freedom because I can play whatever I want. That's partially why I started this podcast, is because I can come on and talk about anything to my little heart's desire. I can interview anybody I want. I can make a show topic. I can make like a special about interviewing people who work at McDonald's if I'd like to. You know, maybe I might do that. And yeah, so it gives me a lot of creative freedom in my podcasting. So let's get started. This first song is by Michael Kiwanuka. I'm hoping I'm saying that his last name right. And it's a song called Tell Me a Tale. And this song is probably the most diverse one on this entire episode because it's so unique. I really like this guy's way of songwriting because he writes all of his own songs. I like the way he sings. I love his voice. And this is one of those scenarios where he had this song called Home Again that was the iTunes single of the week one week. And they were like, wait a minute, this is so good and getting so many downloads. Screw it, we're charging for it. So then the week after, they put it out as an actual song. And ever since then, he's been popping up on the internet and on my iTunes feed. So I decided to buy the album and give it a listen. And I think it's really awesome. I was pleasantly surprised. So here is Tell Me a Tale by Michael Kiwanuka.
Tell me a tale that always was. Sing me a song that I'll always hear. Tell me a story that I can read. Tell me a story that I believe. Picture that I can see. Give me a touch that I can feel. Turn me around so I can be everything I was meant to be. Lord, I need loving. Lord, I need good, good loving. Good love. Yeah, I need love.
There you guys go. That was Tell Me a Tale by Michael Kiwanuka. Awesome track. It's so diverse, and it's definitely not something that you would usually hear on my podcast. I don't see why not, but it's just kind of a song that I was liking at the moment. And it's not something that you guys would, by looking at my profiles on social media and from what I've said, you definitely probably wouldn't have expected that it was something that I would enjoy. But hey, I like me some Michael Bublé. I like me some Michael Kiwanuka. I still feel like I'm not saying it right, though. I hope so. But that was off the album Home Again. So you should definitely check it out on iTunes and grab the song and see if you like any of his other music. It's worthwhile. This next song could not be on a more parallel universe, but I really like this song. It's rockin', it's awesome, it's Motley Crue. Here is Sex. That was Sex by Motley Crue. That's a really, really good song. I really enjoyed it. And enjoy it, actually. When I saw them live last month, I guess, I saw about 6 songs in their set, but I had to go back for the meet and greet with Kiss, which I've totally covered. I've talked about in excess, so I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. But I saw them, and this is one of the songs that I caught. I saw them, they opened with Saints of Los Angeles, which is another, it was a song from their last studio album, I believe. I'm kind of choking on my words because I'm not sure. But the last studio album that I heard of them releasing is Saints of Los Angeles. And this, so yeah, they opened with that song. And then I think they went right into Wild Side. And then I think they did Shout at the Devil, which is also one of my favorites. I saw Sex, and I saw, I don't know, maybe one more. But I actually missed Primal Scream. I missed Dr. Feelgood and Kickstart My Heart. I came out of the meet and greet just after Kickstart My Heart started doing the finale. But hey, you know, what can you do? And yes, by the way, Saints of Los Angeles was from 2008. It is their last studio album, and this was released as a single on iTunes. And yeah, I think it's a really solid track. A lot of people, like, especially in concerts, they're going to hear Dr. Feelgood, or if you're, you know, let me think of a band, Iron Maiden, they're going to hear The Trooper. They're going to hear Number of the Beast, Run to the Hills. But if you just release a new album, let's say there's a song called Superstar off, you know, Motley Crue's new album, doesn't exist, but let's say there it does, and they start playing it, those casual fans are going to go get a hot dog, because that's not what they're waiting for. So, you know, they'll be chomping on a hot dog while they hear this new song, and once it's over, they'll rush back to their seats, which I think is crazy. Kiss released their new album, Monster. I bought 3 copies. I love it. Probably because I'm biased, because I'm a huge Kiss fan. But Heller Hallelujah, search that up. I'm not going to play it on the show, but look it up. It's a really solid track, I believe. And I don't know, bands, they get a lot of crap about new music, like especially when they play it live. So they'll play 1 or 2 songs off a new album, and the rest will just be the same old stuff you hear on every other tour, which I don't really have a problem with hearing, you know, with Kiss, Detroit Rock City, and Rock and Roll All Night, and Love Gun, and all that stuff, because I love those songs. But, you know, I'd rather artists incorporate, you know, more of a mix. You know, have more of a, have, if you're touring for an album, play songs from the album. Don't just play 2 songs and that's the end of it, you know? But I don't know, those are my views on the matter. Let me know at ThatReporterKid on Twitter. I'd like to hear what you think. And that's not just a ploy to get followers. You don't even need to follow me. I just want to know what you guys think about new songs. Or message me on the Facebook page or something. It's facebook.com/ThatReporterKid. So this next one is also a rock song, but it's lighter. It's not really a... I don't know how to really describe Motley Crue. I'd say they're a hard rock band / glam rock band at times. This band is called 10 Years, and I don't know how to describe them, but I just stumbled across them. I was in the metal section of iTunes, and I was surprised this was in the metal section because it does not sound like metal to my ears. But this song's called The Wicked Ones. Give it a listen.
She is the love that you make and break. And he is the drug that you hate to crave. And I am the liar you made to praise. And you are the one that we want and need. Who will convince us? Yeah.
All right, that was The Wicked Ones by 10 Years, the band. I really enjoy that song. It doesn't sound like metal to me, though. I don't know, but I guess that's up to you guys to decide. It's kind of hard to say, you know, what is and what isn't metal. But this is off the album called Feeding the Wolves, released in 2010. Go check it out on iTunes. Buy it at a record store. I don't know. This seems like the kind of music that would be weird on a record. To me, classic rock is the only thing that's on a record. In, like, just obvious things. Like, I have a Linda Ronstadt record. Double LP. You know? Deal with it. Gatefold. Everything. I got the, let's see, what else do I... Well, I've seen Michael Jackson on LP, obviously. I know there's all kind of music on iTunes. On LP, rather. But definitely, this just doesn't sound like something that would be on it. But I've seen Lady Gaga LPs at the record store, so maybe I'm just biased because all I've ever known on... The reason I got discovered to LP is from being a Kiss fan. So I don't know. Since there's so much talk about this Kiss, about Kiss and this other podcast I do, I'm going to roll the promo for it for those of you guys who might be interested. It has the website and all that, so I don't have to blabber it out boringly. Check it out.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it.
We'll see you here. That guy you hear at the end who screams, so you better effing learn it. And I'm trying, I don't want to use, quote-unquote, language on the show, because let's just say there's certain people in my life that get pissed off by that, and I just don't want to deal with it. So the guy who says, you better effing learn it at the end, it's like a total insider Kiss fan thing. There's this album called Music from the Elder that Kiss released, which is looked at by many as the worst Kiss album in the history of the band. And I don't think it's that bad, but it's very, very strange. Here's a clip of something on the album. This is a song called Under the Rose. Clearly, this is not what you think of when you think about Kiss. You think of Rock and Roll All Night and stuff like that. The songs, the aforementioned songs. I'm trying to sound smart here, people. Give me a break. So, yeah. I don't know why I... Oh, yeah. So, the reason I was explaining that is... So, Kiss was starting to play some songs by this because they regard it as a terrible album as well. They just want nothing to do with it. They want to pretend that it never existed. And they started playing little clips from it live at this one concert. And that's something that people are totally hungered for. I mean, if I release a podcast all about it, it would get hundreds of thousands of downloads. I bet you any money, because people are so hungry about information about the Elder. It's crazy. So anything having to do with it gets a lot of hits and everything like that. Just a tip for those Kiss people out there. So anyway, they were trying to play it and they couldn't remember it. And Paul said, "We don't know the songs." And this guy in the audience screams, "Oh, come on." And Paul goes, "We don't know." And he goes, "Well, you better effing learn it." It's just some Australian guy. It was hilarious. Anyway, it's kind of an insider thing. So this next track, I had some stuff written down, but I'm just playing good songs now. We're going to do two more. This is by the Foo Fighters. It's called Alandria from the album, now I can't remember the album name, but yeah, this song is definitely just fantastic. I was jamming to it at school while I can't remember if I was supposed to be doing my work or if I was doing my work, but it was one of the two, and I was listening to this song. It's kind of hard to, like, concentrate when you're listening to such a badass song. And the album's called Wasting Light. So this is a song called Alandria from the album Wasting Light. And, but I really like, in a way, I guess I look up to Dave Grohl. I don't know too much of the Foo Fighters music. I know probably like 15 songs, but I really think he's just so cool. Like, he's just so cool, and he's everything he touches turns to gold. I just think it's fantastic. So here's Alandria. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I do.
Ain't that the way it always starts? A simple round of conversation became a shameful equation. I flipped you station to station. Hey, don't go and turn the other way. Don't say there's nothing more to say. Come on, hear me out. Hush, hush, settle down. Button up, don't make a sound. Shame, shame, go away. Come again some other day. You used to say I couldn't save you enough, so I've been saving it up. I started saving it up.
I wish it wouldn't have stopped, but it just did. That was Alandria, Wasting Light album by the Foo Fighters. I love that song. I love this entire album except for this one song called White Limo, which it's good music, but the entire song, and I know when people say that metal music and death metal and stuff, which I'm not into, by the way, is just screaming, but at least they're screaming words in a very distorted tone. This song, there's no words, it's just screaming. It's just Dave Grohl screaming, at the top of his lungs. And so, yeah, I deleted that one off my phone. But, yeah, I like this entire album. You got Dear Rosemary on this album, Bridge Burning, Rope, These Days, Back and Forth. Back and Forth is actually a song that, it's one of those songs that really brings you back. Like, it gives you a good feeling in your chest, you know what I mean? It just makes you feel good and it makes you feel happy. It reminds me of Edmonton, because I was flying to Edmonton this summer, for my vacation, and I was listening to this song, and ever since then, it just brings me back to that good feeling. So this is going to be the last song. It's going to close the show. I'm going to make it a good one. This is an acoustic song from the Kiss Unplugged show, MTV Unplugged, when it was, I don't know if they still do those, but they definitely should be. And this is a song called Going Blind off the album Harder Than Hell, which was already kind of a ballad, but I think it sounds 10 times better acoustic. And Gene's singing is really awesome. And the entire band's playing acoustic is great. And Eric Singer's drumming is amazing as always. I love it, especially in this nice cafe acoustic setting. So this is also what you wouldn't think of when you think of Kiss, but I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So go to thatreportedkid.com for all updates. Thank you for listening to this episode. I appreciate you guys' nice stuff about this episode and this show. And I did say about on purpose, because that word doesn't even roll off my tongue, because that's what people think Canadians say, about. I can't even barely say that. So I guess the point is I don't even talk like that. So anyway, I don't know why I have ADHD, folks. Give me a break. I don't know what I was saying. Oh, yeah, thatreportedkid.com links you right to the iTunes page, and then you can click a button. It opens you into the iTunes program, because I don't have a website right now, and I'm too lazy to pay for it, and I actually don't have anything to pay for it with, which leads me into please donate. If you would like to support the show, I'm trying to go, I have the Zoom H1 recorder, but it's just not doing it. I don't want to have to hold, it's a portable recorder with two mics on the top, but that's it. I don't want to have to hold it and go back and forth like I'm on some kind of singing duet show or something. I'm trying to save up for the Zoom H4N, which all you, my podcasting friends out there are familiar with and actually used. My first time using it was when I was on the High on Trees Network show from Joe, a.k.a. Joe Rangatang on Twitter, at Joe Rangatang, spelt really crazy with caps lock and all that. But yeah, I was there. We did it at the top of the CN Tower. We recorded. It was awesome. And you know, the weird part, by the way, when you're going up in the CN Tower is that they actually, they have a thing that they don't even have in airports. It's just a thing that goes poof, poof. It blows air individually, really quick, hard gusts of air, every part of your body, down your body, like sideways on each side. And it, if there's anything like loose on you, it'll fall out, which is kind of weird. I don't know why they don't have that in airports, but I wouldn't ask for more TSA stuff. So follow me on Twitter at ThatReporterKid. ThatReporterKid.com brings you to the iTunes page for now until I get the website set up and in order. I'm gonna be migrating podcast feeds eventually, so there might be a little bit of confusion with this, but bear with me, it's getting there. And please donate if you can. I'm trying to get the Zoom H4N. It's like $350 or something crazy like that. And I think that's it. Check out all my IDC friends at inspireddisorder.com. Everybody on Twitter who's been supporting me and this you know podcast and stuff that I've been doing, and everybody being so kind to one another. I love you guys. You rock. And, you know, it's funny that people say love has to be like a family thing or a romantic thing. I use the word in the wrong way, possibly, but I love these people in a way, like, but just in the way we throw on, like, oh, I love these guys. That's how I feel about everybody on Twitter who's so kind to one another in this great community. I'm like, man, I love you guys in that kind of way. You guys are just awesome. So thanks for being you guys. Thanks for being yourselves. And on that note, I'm Cassius Morris, aka That Reporter Kid, saying, rock on.
See ya.